Elk Mound resident Peggy DeVoe has been a caregiver for 6 years. First for her mother, who eventually went to a nursing home, and now her father, who's in his 90s. Love for her parents keeps her going, but it's tough.
Once my mother was in a home, my father, who is extremely healthy but does not drive, needs constant help with laundry and groceries and whatnot, so it's very exhausting. Eventually, even with my boss, I felt my work was slipping, my health was slipping, depression set in. I mean, every part of the gamut I have gone through.
The situation that Peggy described is very, very common to our office.
Linda Brummer is director of the Eau Claire County Department of Aging and Resource Center.
This is the time of year that we start hearing more and more of that. The adult children come home for the holidays. They notice that mom or dad are not maybe eating as well as they think that they should be, or keeping care of the home or their personal selves. And then we get the call in our office. And it typically starts out that, well, I don't know if I'm calling the right place, but can you help me?
Brummer says her office can steer adult children to help with a nutrition program or home health care if that's needed. Peggy DeVoe eventually got into a caregiving support class.
My most important question to the two teachers was, who can I call to help shovel my father's walk? Just one more thing I don't want to do or need to do. And, you know, they just had a list of numbers. So there's help out there. You should never feel alone.
And the class helped her with the emotional stress.
They teach you how to turn your anger into, you know, a positive thing. It was a phenomenal class.
And the number of those in caregiving roles will rise as the number of people over 65 rises. Aging specialist Linda Brummer says that means more family members will be looking for help.
It kind of goes over the top of people's heads until they need the service. And then it's like, where do I turn?
Brummer says every county has a Department of Aging that's the best place to start. It's a free service funded by the Federal Older Americans Act. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.